On the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, I would like to talk about transformation. The word transformation itself can be subdivided into two smaller words. Tran could be understood as a transition of progress, a process that we all have to undergo. And the second word would be form, meaning in order for us to truly have a heartfelt, personal, and intimate transformation that is filled with grace, we have to be open to the process. The process of change, the process of humility, a process of maturation, and a process of willingness to be formed by the Lord. To be formed in the truth, to be formed by grace, and to be formed by His love, even at times when it gets challenging and hard. My brothers and sisters, too many people talked about changing others, but it's so hard to change oneself. Because to truly change oneself, we need to be humble enough to open up ourselves so that God changes us from within. In order for us to truly have a real, heartfelt, intimate, personal, and God-centered transformation, we need to be humble. Humble in seeking the truth, humble in recognizing that we do not change because we want to please other people, we want to fit in, we want to be accepted, or we want to be looked or recognized in some ways. We change because it's a response to God loving grace for us. We change as a heartfelt conviction, choice, and motivation to live a life of discipleship as the disciples of Christ Jesus, as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, and an instrument of the Holy Spirit. We seek change deep from within instead of living a double life or a facade in order to prove to other people or to present ourselves in some ways. But deep from within, we have never really change. We're just wearing a mask. We're just wearing a facade. We're just faking for someone else. Change had to be genuine. Change had to begin with us, and that requires to be transformed by grace. It's a process. So first, be patient with yourself and myself, because it's not a one-time thing. It's not a short-term thing. It is a lifelong process. A process of humbling ourselves, to be challenged, to grow, and to accept that God, if He had permitted this to happen, He will give me and you enough grace to embrace all of that. My brothers and sisters, it's so hard when we get hurt. It's so hard when we are being filled with pains and suffering. It's so hard when things don't go our way and things are falling apart. And as if the storm is overwhelming and we can't take it anymore. At those times, we have to know that in order to be transformed, we need to form ourselves in the truth. Have the honesty to be true to yourself and myself. Because God knows our heart and He sees our deep desires and intention. Second, to have the courage to choose to do what is right, what is true, what is honest, even if it's unpopular, even if no one recognizes us, even if we get blamed, even when we have to stand alone. That courage will lead us to be accountable. Accountable in knowing that God is my judge. God is the one who knows me, and I don't have to prove myself to anyone else except Him. I want to be changed, even at times when I kick and scream, even at times when I get hurt, even at times when it seems so hard, and I can no longer find the energy, the motivation, or the desire to move on. If God allowed me to be transformed by this situation, this person, or whatever I'm going through right now, He will give me the sufficient grace to overcome that. It doesn't mean that transformation is going to be easy. Somehow, it's just going to be icing on the cake. Somehow, it's just going to be, it's what nothing at all. Look at all of the periods where you and I have been changed. Were they easy? Probably not. We probably kick and scream. We probably doubt His goodness. We probably ask, why, Lord, did you allow this to happen? God never removed the obstacle. God never made it easy, but He gave us the sufficient grace to embrace them. to grow, to mature, and to be transformed by His love. My brothers and sisters, the transfiguration of the Lord affirmed to us of our dignity, of our vocation, of our identity as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, as disciples of Christ Jesus, as well as instrument of the Holy Spirit. The Lord's transfigured to let us know that the Son of God had came to be with us, to live like us in all things but sin, to show us what it means to be sons and daughters of God. My brothers and sisters, Jesus transfigured on Mount Tabor today to show us who He is deep from within, so that we can know that we have a great personal example of what it means to be transformed by love. Even when we get betrayed, rejected, filled with pains and sufferings and everything else that's going on, Jesus Christ has given us that example of what it means to lay down one life for one's friends. His transfiguration shows us that He was willing to endure all of human pain, suffering, betrayal, rejection, and all the things that people had given Him, because He shows us what it means to be loved by God. That God's love is true and God will never abandon us, and His grace is sufficient for us. So my brothers and sisters, on the Feast of the Transfiguration today, are you and I willing to be transformed? Or are we wanting to form other people and change other people according to what we want? May we seek true transformation, to be formed by His love, and to take this process of growth, of maturation, of humility, and of love one step at a time. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.